USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with nine states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden is continuing to call on the Senate to do something about guns in response to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. He's calling for the reinstatement of a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Former Deputy Assistant AG John Yoo says what the president is asking for may be unconstitutional.
I think some of the things the president is calling for might run afoul of the Second Amendment and maybe shouldn't be the subject of national federal legislation. Why not let the states decide for themselves how best to regulate guns? The kind of regulations that might be suitable for a California or New York City are not the same ones we'd want in Nebraska or South Dakota.
An investment firm is agreeing to a settlement to its customers.
Merrill Lynch will pay over $15 million to customers it overcharged for mutual funds. The Bank of America unit used an automated system that had customers pay costlier shares than they were eligible for. The Financial Industrial Regulatory Authority said the company didn't comment on any wrongdoing when agreeing to the payout. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
NASCAR drivers heading to just outside of St. Louis, Missouri for the Enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticket Smarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.